This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis, but Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives: the Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and Blue, serving you since 1968.
This is Who's Talkin' on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Good evening, all you Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio. It's kind of chilly outside, but not as cold as it will get.
It's going to be over the weekend.
It's going to get cold this weekend, so get that firewood ready to go to put in the fireplace.
Absolutely. This is our Merry Christmas, Happy New Year edition. We'll point out that we are going to take a week off next Monday to celebrate the holiday. We figure most of our listeners, like me, we'll be playing with their Christmas toys, you know, all the stuff that Santa's going to bring.
Oh, and eating a lot of good Christmas food.
Well, that's true, too. And maybe even a little libation, as they say.
Some Christmas cheer?
Yes, absolutely.
Hobbo, no way in your house.
But another great show tonight. Who's on the show?
We have a great show. Tonight we have Big Ted Jeffries, one of our favorite basketball guests, bar none. He's always fun and insightful and he played the game the right way, Hobbo. Excellent fundamentals.
You know, as I will point out when Ted comes on as an introduction, he is on the Hobbo list of the best five left-handers all time at UVA.
So you got John Crotty.
John Crotty.
Yeah, yourself.
Justin Anderson.
Yes, Justin Anderson.
Travis Watson.
Travis, you couldn't stop Travis.
Big Ted.
Big Ted.
And me, since it's my list.
It's your
list. You know, I was thinking about that. You put Crotty at the point,
yep.
Anderson and Hobbo on the wings, and yep. Ted and Travis down low. You got a ball club. That team could win some games.
Ted could get you some rebounds, and so could Travis.
I like rebounds.
All right, rebounds
are good. I wish we'd gotten a few on Saturday, and maybe the game would have been a little different. They had a few too many second chance opportunities for the Houston Cougars. But Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that you were a wing player, Hobbo?
Yeah, I got you and Travis down in the paint, and Anderson and Hobbo on the wing, and Crotty at the point. I think that team could win a few games.
How did you move you to the three? Did you move to a small forward all of a sudden?
Well, yeah, that's really what
With those guys, he has to play small forward.
What I played. You know, I was, an exceptional rebounder for my size. They called me Mr. Windex. You know, I would clean the glass.
If you know something for yourself, I got it.
And I also never met a shot I didn't like either. You know, when you play with Walker and Parkhill, you take every shot you get a chance. You don't give it up. But at any rate, well, let's start maybe with a little bit of the bad news. What did you think of the game on Saturday, and what caused the Hoos to come up a little short?
Well, fellas, I had to fall on the sword. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch the game, so I know you want to talk about it, but I can't add any real color to it because I wasn't able to watch it. But I know there was a lot of disappointment. I talked to a few guys who I trust their opinion. And, you know, my thing is this, when you think about coming off of exam week, that's you look at it one of two ways. You know, normally you want to play a cupcake where you can kind of shake off the rust, you know, get yourself together mentally, physically, emotionally from the tough week of exams and, you know, get back into playing basketball. Or when you have a talented squad like Virginia has this year, you challenge your guys and say, yeah, you know, you've had to endure quite a week, but you got to get yourself up mentally, physically, emotionally ready for the number three team in the country coming in. So, you know, I probably you know, would lend myself to say that I didn't see the game, but I'd imagine that had something to do with the guys maybe not performing up to what they could have potentially done.
Well, you're right, and I think we talked about it, that ideally you would have had a game coming off exams prior to Houston, but I my guess is that was just a scheduling issue, you know, when you're trying to put two teams together that both are high-power teams, there was probably some issues relative to when you were able to play the game, and I think Tony was anxious to play a very aggressive schedule here in the non-conference part, so yeah, it was a tough loss, but I think there were some lessons learned as a result of the game. I think the big challenge they have is the quick turnaround, and I think as we speak, the team's probably in the air flying to Miami, going up tomorrow, and you know this because you did some games on the radio down at Coral Gables. That's a tough place to play, and Miami, not only are they ranked, they're 11-1 and playing really well, so the Hoos are certainly going to have to be at their top form to maybe steal a win down there in Miami tomorrow night. I think you would agree with that.
Well, I would definitely agree with that, but I think sometimes coming off of a loss like that is a good thing to get right back into it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You get a chance to go out and play again, and you get to, you know, sharpen iron against iron with another ranked opponent. And this is another challenge, this albeit on the road against a ranked team that, you know, that has traditionally been a tough place for UVA to play down there. Larrañaga kind of knows UVA style, although the pieces are different each year. But, you know, it's a good challenge for these guys. I think they're built for it. And, you know, they'll see how they go out and fare. Now that they've gotten one under their belt, although it wasn't the outcome that you wanted, they've gotten on the court, and they've gone out and performed. Let's see how they turn around quickly. This is the ACC, fellas. Let's face it.
Yes.
We've been here before. If it's a tournament-like schedule, which this is not because it's not the next day, but it's in a similar sense, you have to get yourself turned around after the last game and get focused on the next one.
We are visiting with Big Ted Jeffries. Hey, Ted, looking at you know, the AP and UP and the USA Today polls, Virginia's number 6 today, so they're still highly respected at 8-1. I see where Duke is 14, which is a head-scratcher that they're in that situation, and Carolina's one of the teams just getting votes right now. When was the last time you can recall that Duke was not in the top 10 and Carolina wasn't even in the poll?
It's you know, I think it's been some time when these programs had kind of fallen from grace, but that, you know, that was a rare period, but it's been some time, and maybe not even, you know, when I'm saying some time, maybe it wasn't ever when they were in this situation, but they were just not ranked in the top 5, top 10 in the country, which was, you know, par for the course for these two blue blood programs who, you know, honestly, they've earned it. They've earned those titles the years that they were ranked. You know,
right.
I think that the biggest fall from grace is Carolina starting the season as number 1.
Yes.
And although they have played a challenging schedule, you know, for less challenging teams, have kind of not figured it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I was having a conversation about this. I just, you know, we looked at the last storyline from the game. I think Caleb Love is taking way too many shots. Carolina has to play inside out. Armando Blaycock has to be the guy that you circle this team, you know, circle the wagons around with this team and figure out how to get Love some shots in the rotation. I think he was like 4-for-13 in this last game. And, you know, overall, I mean, he took a boatload of shots and he was not hitting. That that is a, you know, for a team, when you got one guy taking a boatload of shots and he's not making them, that does not do well for team morale. You're just like, all right, coach, if this is your guy and he's not scoring, what are you telling us?
You know, we should
if you're
going to
let
out,
him continue to pull the trigger.
Point out to the listeners that Ted was a low post guy, so he likes the ball to go into the blocks on every possession.
You know, Ted knew what he was doing, and he was a heck of a passer, too.
That's diagonal across. You know, they double team that low post. Somebody's going to be open on the perimeter. But speaking of low post,
I was not drawing any double teams.
They
got me 1-on-1.
You know, in your fantasies, you were.
I saw a game, Ted. I remember seeing you play one time at the Richmond Coliseum, and you had one of the best games you had as a Wahoo, and I don't remember the opponent right now. We were trying to guess on this earlier, and I said maybe ODU, but I'm not 100% certain at all. But I remember you had you filled the stat line that game. You had darn near 20 points and easily double-digit rebounds, and you had a bunch of assists and a steal or two. And we were yelling to you from the lower level, and you waved at us a couple times.
Well, you know, Ted played with some guys that sharing the basketball was considered a four-letter word. You know?
Yes.
let's get back to the current team. A guy that you probably appreciate is Caden Shedrick. He really continues to improve, and it wasn't his fault the other day. He was 7-for-8 from the field, 2-for-2 from the line, had three rebounds and assists. Played really well. Talk a little bit about his development as a low post guy.
I love his energy. You can see that he continues to get better, and that's a sign of good coaching. Do your guys get better when you bring them into the program? Obviously, I believe Coach Jason Williford, my former teammate, continues to work with the bigs, and you see their development year after year. He's a great rim protector. He's bouncy. You know, he brings a lot of energy, a lot of physicality for a guy who's wiry strong. You know, he brings some physicality to the paint. And you have to be, you have to be tough. You have to be physical with guys in this league, and especially when you play a challenging non-conference schedule like UVA is doing. So, I love the way that he is progressing, and I think a lot of the guys, they always give 100% effort. There's no two ways about it. I don't think you can doubt that when you see these guys take the hardwood. But sometimes it's a cerebral game that you have to play, and less physical. And you gotta know your opponent and know the old song Kenny Rogers: "Know when to hold him, know when to fold him." Right? You gotta kind of know that cadence.
Ain't that true?
So I like what they're doing with the big fella. I hope he continues to progress. And look, let's face it, it gets no easier when you talk about, playing the ACC.
You know, Caden may wonder about the game being cerebral and not physical. He's taken a few punches in the mouth so far this season. It's been pretty rough for him. But you're right. He's got that toughness, and he keeps coming back and continues to play hard. So I think his upside is particularly great. Looking ahead, just overall, Ted, where do you see the season going? Is this team capable of making a deep run in March?
I told friends, Javo, I told friends to book their get ready to book their postseason play tickets and travel, because I think this team is built for the long haul. I can see this team as a Elite Eight program. It all depends on the matchups. It all depends on whether guys stay healthy. I don't want to be the kiss of death here, but I think they're built with their versatility, their depth, and as they continue to gel during the course of this, when they get into ACC play now, I can see this team making a deep run into the Elite Eight. And at that point, it's all about matchups and where. Where you can go from there is really about who you match up against.
Ted, I want to point out to our listeners, I know you're well aware of this, head coach Tony Bennett needs 3 wins to surpass Terry Holland's record and Terry Holland did it in 16 seasons. But this year it looks like Tony is going to surpass Terry Holland's UVA win record. What do you make of that?
Well, you know what? What a testament to what Coach Bennett has brought to Charlottesville with his fierce competitive nature, you know, and what he has injected into this program, what he's injected into the Charlottesville community. We are all fortunate to have Coach Bennett here in Charlottesville because he is a, you know, more than anything else, he's a gem of a person. You know, yeah, that's unmistakable. He is high character beyond belief,
right,
beyond,
great,
you know, what is scripted.
What he does
from a coaching standpoint, he is well respected by his peers for what he is, you know, does on the court. And, you know, being a part of USA teams and his knowledge that he adds to those programs, you know, we are fortunate to have Tony Bennett.
Before we let you go, bring us up to date with what you're doing right now. We got about a minute or so before we have to go to break. Where are you and what are you doing?
I'm working for the United Negro College Fund, fundraiser, major gift officer, and now is the time to give. So, Habo, I'll be looking for your check in the mail, my friend. write it big, a lot of zeros, as many zeros as you scored on the basketball court behind your behind those ones and twos, add to your check. But I've been fundraising with them for 3 years now, raising money for historically black colleges and universities, and of course these exceptional students that, you know, need some help financially. They have the capabilities academically, but just come from tough situations. So this is my charge. I'm happy to be here and continuing to raise money for these kids and try to help them get a great education similar to what I got.
Well, it's funny that, you know, that's a great cause, and that's almost a mission work type of field. So I know you're committed to that, and that's great work. So we wish you the very, very best in that endeavor and hope it continues to go well. Merry Christmas to you and family, and Happy New Year as well. And we'll try to get you back later in the season to get an update on your thoughts relative to the team, particularly when we go to the Elite Eight and Final Four.
I like that idea. I like that.
Hey, I'd like to play Houston again in the Final Four. Why not?
Let's get even.
Back down in Houston. Anyway, Ted, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Absolutely. All right, Big Ted Jeffries. We're going to go to break when we come back. We got the Ortho Virginia injury report, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Merry Christmas edition of Who's Talking. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking continues. We have the Ortho Virginia injury report. And Dr. Boyd Rawls is joining us, and he almost got his wires crossed. He thought he was on at 6:30, but he's actually only on at 6:23. So, Dr. Rawls, how are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thanks. I appreciate you guys having me back.
Well, you must have a lot of patience today because, you're a precision guy. So.
It's late to be still seeing patients. It shows the dedication that he has.
I know. Well, he's a very important doctor.
And by the way, Boyd, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you all as well.
Thank you for your support of the show and the Who's over these many years.
I want to ask you a question very quickly, Boyd. Rhys Beegman, it's been rumored to us that he hyperextended his knee a week to 10 days to 14 days ago prior to the hamstring getting yanked against JMU. So I'm going to ask you this question about hyperextensions. And if you don't know this, don't worry, because this seems more like a Jody Smith type question. But how would Rhys Beegman rehab? And he's got Ethan Saliba, and he's got Dr. Dave D. Duck, and all those guys at UVA Orthopedics. What would they do to try to help him get over those two things?
So the basics of rest, ice, gentle stretching, getting back moving. Appropriate bracing, things like that. And of course there are, various ligament injuries you can have with a, hyperextension type mechanism, but hopefully it's nothing like that. And certainly a hyperextension can typically don't think about that as affecting the hamstrings much, but they're sort of secondary stabilizers the knee as well that they can sort of exacerbate a problem like that or kind of predispose you to something and another injury. So hopefully it's we'll be able to get him back at some point.
I guess.
Well, he played on Saturday against Houston, but I don't think he was 50%. I mean, he was very uncomfortable on the offensive end of the court, and that's where an injured player would be exposed, so to speak.
He was certainly less than 100%.
Okay, Hobbo. Frank was there. Was Hobbo there? No, hey. Frank was there. All right. So Boyd, talking about hand and wrist issues, because that's your specialty. This time of the year, there's a lot of ice on the ground. How should folks treat themselves and protect themselves against falling and putting their hand down and potentially breaking a wrist or breaking bones in their hand?
Yes, sir. Watch your step.
Yeah. Stay inside.
Yeah, Hobbo's full of all kinds of advice tonight.
I guess better your wrist than your neck or your face.
Right. Right.
I'm not really schooled on the appropriate way to take a fall. I guess your role, but certainly it's a high risk time. We see a lot of wrist fractures and, hand injuries, things like that from falls. And, we see a lot of hip fractures and stuff like that too. So, just being careful moving around and, especially when the ice gets going, probably in the next.
Well, the key is be careful, don't fall, but if you do, call Boyd Rawls. That's the most important.
That's right.
He just gave you a new tagline, Boyd. Hobbo stayed the Holiday Inn Select last night because he's got all the answers tonight. Wow. All right.
That was an upgrade for me.
All right, so I'm going to give you a chance real quick here. We got about less than a minute. So Virginia travels down to Miami. They're on the way now, we believe. And they're playing Miami tomorrow night at 8:30 down there in Coral Gables. How do you think the Wahoos are going to perform tomorrow night down in Coral Gables?
I think they'll do well. I think if you're going to drop one, it was tough to see them lose on Saturday, and I saw the game too. But that's okay. And I think we got a heck of a team this year. It's been very exciting to watch, and I think tonight's going to be no exception. And looking forward to the rest of the season.
Well, that's perfect. We're going to leave it there. We hope you have a great Christmas, Boyd, and all of our good friends and fantastic contributors, Dr. O and Jody Smith and all the others. All of you have a wonderful Christmas, and thank you again. We're going to go to break.
Thank you, Boyd.
And we come back on the other side. We've got the Sabres, Chris Wright, who's now the co-owner of the Sabre. We're looking forward to his visit in just a few moments. Stay with us.
It's a always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first-team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. We thank Ted Jeffries and Dr. Rawls for joining us. Just another reminder, we will not be on air next Monday. We're going to celebrate Christmas, but we will be back on January 2nd, which I guess technically is also a holiday, being the day after the 1st of January. But we will be here, and we'll have both, I guess, Miami, Georgia Tech, and Albany to talk about, as well as look ahead to Pitt, which will be on January 3rd. So a lot of basketball to discuss.
And all the football results.
All the bowl games and
Come
everything
on.
Else.
Well,
by then we'll certainly have the final two. We'll have the semifinals will take place on New Year's Eve, December 31st. So we'll have that to discuss, as well as look ahead to the January 8th or 9th title game.
Yep, and we got Bobby Call in studio.
Bobby Call, and we'll have a special basketball guest to talk about. But right now, we got the great Chris Wright of the Sabre, who's also the women's basketball coach at Western Albemarle High School. So he's had a long track or tenure there. So, Chris, welcome to Who's Talking, as always.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be back.
Chris, we're delighted you could join us tonight. I think the timing of your visit is fantastic. First off, congratulations on becoming a co-owner of the Sabre. I think that's fantastic news for Wahoos everywhere.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's kind of crazy to think that I was just a freelance writer for the site when it first started back in 96, 98, somewhere through there. So kind of a cool career progression for me.
Is your friend Mike Engels going to come back in some capacity?
So Mike has been contributing this whole time. So he actually photographed the Houston game this past weekend for us. So he will continue to do things for the site.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're happy for you, and we're going to support you, as I spoke to you on the phone earlier today. Let's talk about the basketball news. It was learned in earlier today that 6-foot point guard Dante Harris has been offered and has accepted a scholarship to transfer from Georgetown to UVA. You and I talked briefly about this earlier. Any thoughts on this? And it's kind of unusual for Virginia to do this in the middle of the season.
Right. A mid-year transfer is always kind of unique. So he'll be joining the program next month in January. So he'll be here very soon. And from my standpoint, it's very smart roster management is the way I'm looking at it. So, you know, Kihei Clark, we know, is done after this year, one of the most experienced players in all of college basketball. There's a possibility that Reese Beekman is also done after this year. He's going to be a fringe NBA first round or higher grade when the time comes. So he'll have a decision to make. And I don't think you can go into next season without any experience at point guard. So bringing Harris makes tons of sense. He's played over 1,700 minutes in his career, started 50 games at Georgetown. This is somebody who has played a lot of college basketball already, looking for a fresh start, and looks like he could have a path to playing time pretty clearly here at Virginia.
Let me ask you a question, just the schedule on this. Can he practice with the team? Is he able to play, or does he have to wait until next year? How does this work?
So from a NCAA standpoint, he's available, you know, as soon as he enrolls. So he would be available, but he's going to redshirt this semester, which makes sense. It doesn't make any sense to try to cram somebody into the rotation with as much experience as you have right now.
Right.
There are no minutes with Beekman and Clark both here. So he can come in and kind of get his feet wet and learn the lay of the land first. But from an eligibility standpoint, you know, the NCAA, it's pretty much immediate nowadays.
And he has 3 years of eligibility. Don't know much about Dante Harris, but he is 6 feet tall. He averaged approximately 11 points a game, 10, 11 points the last couple of years, and about 4.1 assists per game. So that experience, obviously, Tony Bennett and his staff saw a lot to like. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this, would they?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Georgetown is struggling as a program, obviously. So it's hard to know exactly how stats play into that, right? So he is scoring a little bit while he was there the 2 years that he played. He's not there right now. The thing to me is it's a positive assist to turnover ratio on a team that really struggles. So to me, if you can still keep your assist higher than your turnovers in a system that's really struggling right now, I think that's a good sign.
Chris, we want to ask you also about the football situation. What do you know from the standpoint of transfer, portal, recruiting, and so forth as Tony Elliott tries to rebuild the program?
So signing day is coming up Wednesday, right? So this whole early signing day thing has been around for several years, but still kind of getting used to the fact that high school kids can sign this coming Wednesday. So they did just pick up a guy in the last hour or so from Georgia, a kid named Makai Buchanan. edge rusher, 6'5", 220. He had some Power 5 offers, Georgia Tech among those. So Virginia's been very successful pulling kids out of Georgia up to Virginia. So that's a recent one that's not transfer portal, but you know, happening on the high school front. The transfer portal, I'm still looking at the offensive line as the most interesting kind of spot, right? Coach Tuaje has gone to NC State, so right now you don't even know who the offensive line coach is. So that makes it interesting. But then also there's three guys who play decent snaps in the transfer portal right now. So they obviously could come back, but you know, that could cause three guys who had experience on the line this year could cause a reset button again.
Yes.
And this year was essentially a reset button already. So you don't really want to do that 2 years in a row. Although the line did struggle this year, so you know, maybe getting some fresh bodies and a fresh coaching perspective and can help them catch up to what Coach Elliott wants out of his particular system.
Chris, have you heard any rumors about potential offensive line coach replacements for Garrett Tuaje?
Nothing other than like what's kind of the public stuff. You know what I mean? You got several people reporting different things, but there's nothing concrete out there. I do think what you're going to see is someone who has a proven track record of building an offensive line. This is not going to be an up-and-comer. So if you look at, you know, the name that come to mind to me, if you want to look at a Virginia connection, would be somebody like Gordon Samus is at UConn. UConn had a very good season this year, but he hasn't been an offensive line coach for very long.
Right.
So to me, that would be too early to look at someone like that. To me, it's going to be someone, you know, more up the experience chain.
Like South Scott Florida's Wackenheim?
Coach, Wackenheim could be interesting. You know, he just left VMI.
He just resigned from VMI.
Right. So does he want to go back to being the position coach and, you know, kind of doing all the stuff that you have to do to be in college coaching, or was he just ready to have a break from it? And that's something we don't know.
Virginia should pay him. That's what they should do. Wackenheim performed very well at Virginia, and he did magic down at VMI. I mean, they
two winning seasons at VMI. That's something.
if you can win at VMI, and he did, you should reward him and go give him some money. I mean, this guy, he's a proven commodity, and that would take a lot of pressure off Tony Elliott, in my opinion.
Right. It just needs to be someone who's going to fit the type of offense he wants to run.
Okay.
And without knowing Coach Wackenheim's background other than VMI and then Virginia, does that marry? You know what I mean? And that's something that'll be interesting. The only guy that I've looked at is Alan Mogridge. He's mm-hmm. from South Florida, has mm-hmm. a long, long, long college coaching tenure at this point. And obviously Jeff Scott was the coach at South Florida.
Right.
He was the Clemson offensive coordinator before Tony Elliott was. So that's the only reason I even throw that name out there. There's at least a connection there that makes me think it would be that type of coach, someone who's coached in a similar system, who's coached for a very long time.
Hey, Chris, and by the way, we're visiting with the Sabres, Chris Wright, and I apologize. We're flipping back and forth, but let's go back to basketball for a moment. Big game tomorrow night in Miami. What do you see as the keys if the Hoos are going to bounce back from the Houston loss?
So Miami is somewhere they always play so-so. It's always a close game, it feels like, down there, no matter where the teams are kind of in the ACC pecking order at the time. Right now they're both in the top 25 and playing well, so it should be an interesting matchup in that sense. For me, the outside shooting that was a problem last year, did not look like a problem early, has kind of tailed off a little bit here the last two or three games. I think they do need to be able to make at least some outside shots to make things go as well as they possibly can. I think you would like to see, you know, is Reese Beekman even more healthy? You know, he obviously played on Saturday, but wasn't 100%. Vandervoss did not play well Saturday, had played well in earlier games and was a big key to early wins. So, you know, does he have a bounce back game in him? I think that could be important as well.
So, Chris, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that the UVA women's basketball team is still undefeated. What are your thoughts and where do they go from here with a tough schedule coming up?
Right. The schedule ahead here in the next 2 weeks is going to test them, right? They haven't had a whole lot of tests so far.
Yep.
But with that said, you could have given the same schedule to last year's situation, and it wouldn't have been even close to what they're producing. So Coach Mox and company have done a great job of turning things around and getting the team believing. They obviously have some talent here. You know, Amir McLean is a UConn transfer. Sam Brunell's a Notre Dame transfer. There's high-level talent here, so it's not the type of thing where you would expect them to suddenly crash and burn in the ACC. I don't think that's going to happen. I just think it's going to be a lot tougher. The things I like is they play really hard on defense, which is not always the case previously. And so far, they're putting up a lot of points. So that's always fun to watch, right?
You know, that's fascinating. I know that they have Duke and some other folks coming up, you know, in the next week or 2 weeks. Let's talk about, we have not touched on the college football playoff. I just wondered your thoughts. Georgia will play Ohio State in the Peach Bowl, and then Michigan is playing TCU in the Fiesta Bowl. What do you think of these games, and who do you like, and who do you like to prevail overall as potential national champion?
I think it's basketball season, so I haven't paid that much attention to the college football playoff.
Okay.
Shouldn't surprise you from a basketball coach. But with that said, I think Georgia's the clear favorite. You know, they've been pretty much on cruise control this season in a lot of ways. Now, will that hurt them when it comes to be a big-time game? We'll see. But until that defense tails off a little bit, the way they played defense last year and this year, I don't see how you pick against them.
Yes.
I just think they're too good on that side of the ball.
And I don't think their quarterback, Stetson Bennett, gets enough credit. I think he's more than a game manager. He's gutsy, and he can make a lot of throws.
He's a winner. He wins a lot of games.
He is a winner. They said that Bart Starr was a game manager way back in the day for Green Bay.
He did all right.
And he did okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not comparing Bennett to Bart Starr, by the way.
Not yet.
If he wins another title.
Back-to-back titles is impressive.
All right. Last question, then we got to go. Chris, Tony Bennett is closing in on Terry Holland's all-time UVA win record. He's only needs 3 to pass Terry. What are your thoughts?
I don't think anyone's surprised by that, particularly once the program really got rolling in 2012, 2013, 2014, when it
right.
first started that rise up.
Right.
But it's amazing for someone who grew up in the 80s, and I know that's crazy for you guys to hear, but you know, my kid is 10 right now, so yeah. He's around the age I was when Terry Holland and then Jeff Jones were taking the program to Elite Eights and, you know, Stiff and Grotty and all those guys. So to see someone pass the coach of those teams that I used to stare at on the TV all the time, it's kind of amazing to be here for that ride. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think it's kind of neat to see it happen.
You know, nobody would challenge Coach Bennett's coaching skills. He's on his way to Springfield in the Hall of Fame. The only thing I would say on behalf of Coach Holland, they did play fewer games in those days. So
yes.
The fact that Coach Bennett has got there in 14 years as opposed to 16 for Coach Holland, it's a unbelievable accomplishment. But they're both terrific people, and we were fortunate to have Coach Holland, and we're obviously very fortunate to have Coach Bennett at the helm of the program.
Right, and they both grew it from a point that it was floundering at the time they took over. So,
yes,
amazing stuff from both of those guys.
We're going to leave it there. Chris, we hope you have a fantastic Christmas, you and your family, and please stay in touch, as always, and we'll bring you back probably maybe in early February to sort of talk about, you know, the stretch run in the ACC and see where the Cavs are at that point.
Excellent. You all have a happy holiday.
Thank you,
Take
Chris,
care.
And good luck to your team as well.
All right. We're going to go to break here. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about UVA athletics, maybe a little bit about, you know, the road ahead for the Cavalier basketball team. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues in a few minutes.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-888. 888 888-
888-888-888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavior.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner. In the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com. Mitchell.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. We thank Ted Jeffries and Dr. Rawls for joining us. Just another reminder, we will not be on air next Monday. We're going to celebrate Christmas, but we will be back on January 2nd, which I guess technically is also a holiday, being the day after the 1st of January. But we will be here, and we'll have both, I guess, Miami, Georgia Tech, and Albany to talk about, as well as look ahead to Pitt, which will be on January 3rd. So a lot of basketball to discuss.
And all the football results.
All the bowl games and everything else.
Good gracious.
Well, by then we'll certainly have the final two. We'll have the semifinals will take place on New Year's Eve, December 31st. So we'll have that to discuss, as well as look ahead to the January 8th or 9th title game.
Yep, and we got Bobby Call in studio.
Bobby Call, and we'll have a special basketball guest to talk about. But right now, we got the great Chris Wright of the Sabre, who's also the women's basketball coach at Western Albemarle High School. So he's had a long track or tenure there. So, Chris, welcome to Who's Talking, as always.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be back.
Chris, we're delighted you could join us tonight. I think the timing of your visit is fantastic. First off, congratulations on becoming a co-owner of the Sabre. I think that's fantastic news for Wahoos everywhere.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's kind of crazy to think that I was just a freelance writer for the site when it first started back in 96, 98, somewhere through there. So kind of a cool career progression for me.
Is your friend Mike Ingles going to come back in some capacity?
So Mike has been contributing this whole time. So he actually photographed the Houston game this past weekend for us. So he will continue to do things for the site.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're happy for you, and we're going to support you, as I spoke to you on the phone earlier today. let's talk about the basketball news. It was learned in earlier today that 6 foot point guard Dante Harris has been offered and has accepted a scholarship to transfer from Georgetown to UVA. You and I talked briefly about this earlier. Any thoughts on this? And it's kind of unusual for Virginia to do this in the middle of the season.
Right. A mid-year transfer is always kind of unique. So he'll be joining the program next month in January. So he'll be here very soon. And from my standpoint, it's very smart roster management is the way I'm looking at it. So, you know, Kihei Clark, we know, is done after this year. One of the most experienced players in all of college basketball. There's a possibility that Reese Beekman is also done after this year. He's going to be a fringe NBA first round or higher grade when the time comes. So he'll have a decision to make. And I don't think you can go into next season without any experience at point guard. So bringing Harris makes tons of sense. He's played over 1,700 minutes in his career, started 50 games at Georgetown. This is somebody who has played a lot of college basketball already, looking for a fresh start, and looks like he could have a path to playing time pretty clearly here at Virginia.
Let me ask you a question, just the schedule on this. Can he practice with the team? Is he able to play, or does he have to wait until next year? How does this work?
So from a NCAA standpoint, he's available, you know, as soon as he enrolls. So he would be available, but he's going to redshirt this semester, which makes sense. It doesn't make any sense to try to cram somebody into the rotation with as much experience as you have right now. Right. There are no minutes with Beekman and Clark both here. So he can come in and kind of get his feet wet and learn the lay of the land first. But from an eligibility standpoint, you know, the NCAA, it's pretty much immediate nowadays.
And he has 3 years of eligibility. Don't know much about Dante Harris, but he is 6 feet tall. He averaged approximately 11 points a game, 10-11 points the last couple of years, and about 4.1 assists per game. So that experience, obviously, Tony Bennett and his staff saw a lot to like. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this, would they?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Georgetown is struggling as a program, obviously. So it's hard to know exactly how stats play into that, right? So he is scoring a little bit while he was there the 2 years that he played. He's not there right now. The thing to me is it's a positive assist to turnover ratio.
Yep.
On a team that really struggles. So to me, if you can still keep your assists higher than your turnovers in a system that's really struggling right now, I think that's a good sign.
Chris, we want to ask you also about the football situation. What do you know from the standpoint of transfer, portal, recruiting, and so forth as Tony Elliott tries to rebuild the program?
So signing day is coming up Wednesday, right? So this whole early signing day thing has been around for several years, but still kind of getting used to the fact that high school kids can sign this coming Wednesday. So they did just pick up a guy in the last hour or so from Georgia, a kid named Makai Buchanan. Edge rusher, 6'5", 220. He had some Power 5 offers, Georgia Tech among those. So Virginia's been very successful pulling kids out of Georgia up to Virginia. So that's a recent one that's not transfer portal, but, you know, happening on the high school front. The transfer portal, I'm still looking at the offensive line as the most interesting kind of spot, right? Coach Tuaje has gone to NC State, so right now you don't even know who the offensive line coach is. So that makes it interesting. But then also there's three guys who play decent snaps in the transfer portal right now. So they obviously could come back, but, you know, that could cause three guys who had experience on the line this year could cause a reset button again.
Yes.
And this year was essentially a reset button already. So you don't really want to do that 2 years in a row, although the line did struggle this year. So, you know, maybe getting some fresh bodies and a fresh coaching perspective and can help them catch up to what Coach Elliott wants out of his particular system.
Chris, have you heard any rumors about potential offensive line coach replacements for Garrett Tuaje?
Nothing other than like what's kind of the public stuff. You know what I mean? You got several people reporting different things, but there's nothing concrete out there. I do think what you're going to see is someone who has a proven track record of building an offensive line. This is not going to be an up and comer. So if you look at, you know, the name that come to mind to me, if you want to look at a Virginia connection, would be somebody like Gordon Samus is at UConn. UConn had a very good season this year, but he hasn't been an offensive line coach for very long.
Right.
So to me, that would be too early to look at someone like that. To me, it's going to be someone you know, more up the experience chain.
Like South Scott Florida, Wackenheim?
Wackenheim could be interesting. You know, he just left VMI.
He just resigned from a VMI.
Right. So does he want to go back to being the position coach and, you know, kind of doing all the stuff that you have to do to be in college coaching? Or was he just ready to have a break from it? And that's something we don't know.
Virginia should pay him. That's what they should do. Wackenheim performed very well at Virginia, and he did magic down at VMI. I mean, they
two winning seasons at VMI. That's something.
if you can win at VMI, and he did, you should reward him and let's go give him some money. I mean, this guy, he's a proven commodity, and that would take a lot of pressure off Tony Elliott, in my opinion.
Right. It just needs to be someone who's going to fit the type of offense he wants to run.
Okay.
And without knowing Coach Wackenheim's background other than VMI and then Virginia, does that marry? You know what I mean? And that's something that'll be interesting. The only guy that I've looked at is Alan Moggridge. He's from South Florida, has a long, long, long college coaching tenure at this point. And obviously Jeff Scott was the coach at South Florida.
Right.
He was the Clemson offensive coordinator before Tony Elliott was. So that's the only reason I even throw that name out there. There's at least a connection there that makes me think it would be that type of coach, someone who's coached in a similar system, who's coached for a very long time.
Hey, Chris, and by the way, we're visiting with the Sabres, Chris Wright, and I apologize. We're flipping back and forth, but let's go back to basketball for a moment. Big game tomorrow night in Miami. What do you see as the keys if the Hoos are going to bounce back from the Houston loss?
So Miami is somewhere they always play so-so. It's always a close game, it feels like, down there, no matter where the teams are kind of in the ACC pecking order at the time. Right now they're both in the top 25 and playing well. So it should be an interesting matchup in that sense. For me, the outside shooting that was a problem last year, did not look like a problem early, has kind of tailed off a little bit here the last two or three games. I think they do need to be able to make at least some outside shots to make things go as well as they possibly can. I think you would like to see, you know, is Reese Beekman even more healthy? You know, he obviously played on Saturday, but wasn't 100%. Vanderploeg did not play well Saturday, had played well in earlier games and was a big key to early wins. So, you know, does he have a bounce back game in him? I think that could be important as well.
So, Chris, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that the UVA women's basketball team is still undefeated. What are your thoughts and where do they go from here with a tough schedule coming up?
Right. The schedule ahead here in the next 2 weeks is going to test them, right? They haven't had a whole lot of tests so far.
Yep.
But with that said, you could have given the same schedule to last year's situation and it wouldn't have been even close to what they're producing. So Coach Mox and company have done a great job of turning things around and getting the team believing. They obviously have some talent here. You know, Amir McLean is a UConn transfer. Sam Brunell's a Notre Dame transfer. There's high-level talent here, so it's not the type of thing where you would expect them to suddenly crash and burn in the ACC. I don't think that's going to happen. I just think it's going to be a lot tougher. The things I like is they play really hard on defense, which is not always the case previously. And so far, they're putting up a lot of points. So that's always fun to watch, right?
You know, that's fascinating. I know that they have Duke and some other folks coming up you know, in the next week or 2 weeks. Let's talk about, we have not touched on the college football playoff. I just wondered your thoughts. Georgia will play Ohio State in the Peach Bowl, and then Michigan is playing TCU in the Fiesta Bowl. What do you think of these games, and who do you like, and who do you like to prevail overall as potential national champion?
I think it's basketball season, so I haven't paid that much attention to the college football playoff.
Okay.
Shouldn't surprise you from a basketball coach. But with that said, I think Georgia's the clear favorite. You know, they've been pretty much on cruise control this season in a lot of ways. Now, will that hurt them when it comes to be a big-time game? We'll see. But until that defense tails off a little bit, the way they played defense last year and this year, I don't see how you pick against them.
Yes.
I just think they're too good on that side of the ball.
And I don't think their quarterback, Stetson Bennett, gets enough credit. I think he's more than a game manager. He's gutsy, and he can make a lot of throws.
He's a winner. He wins a lot of games.
He is a winner. They said that Bart Starr was a game manager way back in the day for Green Bay.
He did all right.
And he did okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not comparing Bennett to Bart Starr, by the way.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
If he wins another title.
Back-to-back titles is impressive.
All right, last question, then we got to go. Chris, Tony Bennett is closing in on Terry Holland's all-time UVA win record. He only needs three to pass Terry. What are your thoughts?
I don't think anyone's surprised by that, particularly once the program really got rolling in 2012, 2013, 2014, when it right. first started that rise up.
Right.
But it's amazing for someone who grew up in the 80s. And I know that's crazy for you guys to hear, but, you know, my kid is 10 right now. So he's around the age I was when Terry Holland and then Jeff Jones were taking the program to Elite Eights and, you know, Stith and Crotty and all those guys. So to see someone pass the coach of those teams that I used to stare at on the TV all the time, it's kind of amazing to be here for that ride. You know what I mean? Well, I think it's kind of neat to see it happen.
You know, nobody would challenge Coach Bennett's coaching skills. He's on his way to Springfield in the Hall of Fame. The only thing I would say on behalf of Coach Holland, they did play fewer games in those days. So
yes.
The fact that Coach Bennett has got there in 14 years as opposed to 16 for Coach Holland, it's a unbelievable accomplishment. But they're both terrific people, and we were fortunate to have Coach Holland, and we're obviously very fortunate to have Coach Bennett at the helm of the program.
Right, and they both grew it from a point that it was floundering at the time they took over. So,
yes,
amazing stuff from both of those guys.
We're going to leave it there. Chris, we hope you have a fantastic Christmas, you and your family, and please stay in touch, as always, and we'll bring you back probably maybe in early February to sort of talk about, you know, the stretch run in the ACC and see where the Cavs are at that point.
Excellent. You all have a happy holiday.
Thank you,
Take
Chris,
care.
And good luck to your team as well.
All right. We're going to go to break here. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about UVA athletics, maybe a little bit about, the road ahead for the Cavalier basketball team. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues in a few minutes.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8-804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrum at 800-476-6683.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year show. As we said earlier, just a reminder that we will not be on next week, but we will be back on Monday, January 2nd, normal time of 6 p.m. to sort of take a look at what's been going on in the bowl season, the national semifinals on December 31st, and we'll have a lot of Virginia basketball to catch up on by then. Obviously, the game tomorrow night at Miami. Then the Hoos have about a week off where they might be able to get home for Christmas for a day or two. Play Albany at JPJ next Wednesday, the 28th, and then travel down to Georgia Tech on New Year's Eve to play the Yellow Jackets. After that, they head to Pitt on January 3rd, but we'll be back on the air before that game. But we'll be taking a look at three basketball games by the time we come back. Hopefully we'll figure out a way to win all three. That would be nice.
I'm not worried about the Cavs because Beekman will get healthier, and he's a significantly crucial player for this Cavalier team.
You could argue he may be the most important player. Now, there are several who are critically important, but when I looked at the schedule this week, the Houston game at JPJ and then having to go on the road against Miami, you knew going in it was going to be a tough two-game stretch, and obviously with Reese not being 100%, that makes it a little tougher. So hopefully they can find a way to win down there. That would be a big win tomorrow night if they can get it. 8:30, ACC Network, if you plan on tuning in, which we hope you do.
And certainly a game that matters, because I think Miami is now 2-0 in the ACC. Virginia's 1-0, and for Virginia to give Miami their first loss this year in the ACC would be a big deal. That really would help not only the confidence of the players and the team, but it would also serve notice to the Hurricanes. Not so fast. You're not running out to 3-0.
I don't have it right in front of me. I think Miami was, picked fourth in the preseason in the ACC?
And Virginia was picked sixth, right?
No, I think Virginia was picked third.
Third, but
behind Carolina.
But we did see some polls somewhere where they were sixth.
Well, that was.
And I was like, that's poppycock.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you know what? That was USA Today. And I said, talk about not looking at the returning talent and the incoming first years that were coming in. Obviously, that writer didn't spend enough time studying the situation.
Anybody that looks at Tony Bennett's record in the ACC in the last 6 to 8 years would never pick Virginia sixth. Not with the group of returning players that Virginia has. And I think clearly right now, Virginia's probably looking at being number one in the ACC based on the season to date. But it's a long year. A lot of basketball to be played.
They're just getting going, really. Let's talk a little bit about some of the football bowl games. This week on the 23rd, which I believe Christmas Eve is
23rd is Friday.
Saturday.
Friday.
So Friday night, Wake Forest takes on Missouri in the Gasparilla Bowl down in Tampa, Florida. And that's a pretty good football game.
I know the 23rd is Friday because the 22nd is, of course, Hobo's birthday, which is Thursday. I know your gift is in the mail.
You talk about somebody trying to milk every opportunity.
I'm 39 one more time on Thursday.
Times two, you break 39. The Holiday Bowl is on the 28th, and the Tar Heels are playing Oregon. And, you know, quite honestly, this is not where they thought they were going to be.
Yeah, they're on a three-game losing streak, aren't they?
5 or 6 weeks ago, everybody thought Carolina.
Hey, there was some talk about them getting in the Final Four if you were really optimistic, but they have had a
tough,
slippery slope here the last few weeks.
Tough stretch. The Pinstripe Bowl has Syracuse playing Minnesota. The Cheez-It Bowl, I like the name of that, the Cheez-It Bowl is on the 29th, and Florida State is playing Oklahoma, and that's an interesting football game because Brent Venables, the former coach at Clemson, is now the coach at Oklahoma. So he's going to be playing the new coach at Florida State. And, you know, the Seminoles, they don't like Clemson.
Give Florida State credit. They had a good year, and that program is clearly on the way back.
They're dangerous. And the Orange Bowl, Tennessee is playing Clemson down in Miami Gardens, Florida, and that's on the 30th. And I'm telling you flat out, that's a good game. You better write that down somewhere. Make sure you catch that one. All right.
The 30th would be the following Friday before New Year's Eve. Yeah, right. You're right. That should be a very entertaining game as Clemson looks to they probably have already 11 wins. That would be a 12-win season for them.
Yeah, for an off year for Clemson.
Yeah.
Peach Bowl, Georgia is playing Ohio State in Atlanta. I think Georgia will win that game by about 10 points. Ohio State's going to play well. Michigan plays TCU in Phoenix in the Fiesta Bowl in the first game. That's at 4:00, and then the Peach Bowl's at 8:00. So you get to see the college football playoff all night that night, starting at 4:00. All right, the music means we got 30 seconds. I want to say it's been a delight this year work with Hobo on Who's Talking, and I want to thank our listeners and sponsors. You've
Absolutely.
All been fantastic.
It's been another. Great year of 2022, and we got 2023 to go, and we'll talk to you again on January 2nd.
Remind you that we will not be on the air the day after Christmas. Next Monday night, we're off Christmas holiday, but then back on Monday, January the 2nd, 6:00, Bobby Call in studio.
On the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with All Day Happy Hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrop Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrop.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrop is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrop at 800-476-6683.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year show. As we said earlier, just a reminder that we will not be on next week, but we will be back on Monday, January 2nd, normal time of 6 p.m. to sort of take a look at what's been going on in the bowl season, the national semifinals on December 31st, and we'll have a lot of Virginia basketball to catch up on by then. Obviously, the game tomorrow night at Miami. Then the Hoos have about a week off where they might be able to get home for Christmas for a day or two. Play Albany at JPJ next Wednesday, the 28th, and then travel down to Georgia Tech on New Year's Eve to play the Yellow Jackets. After that, they head to Pitt on January 3rd, but we'll be back on the air before that game. But we'll be taking a look at three basketball games by the time we come back. Hopefully we'll figure out a way to win all three. That would be nice.
I'm not worried about the Cavs because Beekman will get healthier, and he's a significantly crucial player for this Cavalier team.
You could argue he may be the most important player. Now, there are several who are critically important, but when I looked at the schedule this week, the Houston game at JPJ and then having to go on the road against Miami, you knew going in it was going to be a tough two-game stretch, and obviously with Reese not being 100%, that makes it a little tougher. So hopefully they can find a way to win down there. That would be a big win tomorrow night if they can get it. 8:30, ACC Network, if you plan on tuning in, which we hope you do.
And certainly a game that matters, because I think Miami is now 2-0 in the ACC. Virginia's 1-0, and for Virginia to give Miami their first loss this year in the ACC would be a big deal. That really would help not only the confidence of the players and the team, but it would also serve notice to the Hurricanes. Not so fast. You're not running out to 3-0.
I don't have it right in front of me. I think Miami was, picked fourth in the preseason in the ACC?
And Virginia was picked sixth, right?
No, I think Virginia was picked third.
Third, but
Carolina.
But we did see some polls somewhere where they were sixth.
Well, that was.
And I was like, that's poppycock.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you know what? That was USA Today. And I said, talk about not looking at the returning talent and the incoming first years that were coming in. Obviously, that writer didn't spend enough time studying the situation.
Anybody that looks at Tony Bennett's record in the ACC in the last 6 to 8 years would never pick Virginia sixth. Not with the group of returning players that Virginia has. And I think clearly right now, Virginia's probably looking at being number one in the ACC based on the season to date. But it's a long year. A lot of basketball to be played.
They're just getting going, really. Let's talk a little bit about some of the football bowl games. This week on the 23rd, which I believe Christmas Eve
is 23rd is Friday.
Saturday.
Friday.
So Friday night, Wake Forest takes on Missouri in the Gasparilla Bowl down in Tampa, Florida. And that's a pretty good football game.
I know the 23rd is Friday because the 22nd is, of course, Hobo's birthday, which is Thursday. I know your gift is in the mail.
You talk about somebody trying to milk every opportunity.
I'm 39 one more time on Thursday.
Times two, you break 39. The Holiday Bowl is on the 28th, and the Tar Heels are playing Oregon, and you know, quite honestly, this is not where they thought they were going to be.
Yeah, they're on a three-game losing streak, aren't they?
5 or 6 weeks ago, everybody thought Carolina.
Hey, there was some talk about them getting in the Final Four if you were really optimistic, but they have had a
tough,
slippery slope here the last few weeks.
Tough stretch. The Pinstripe Bowl has Syracuse playing Minnesota. The Cheez-It Bowl, I like the name of that, the Cheez-It Bowl is on the 29th. And Florida State is playing Oklahoma, and that's an interesting football game because Brent Venables, the former coach at Clemson, is now the coach at Oklahoma. So he's going to be playing the new coach at Florida State. And, you know, the Seminoles, they don't like Clemson.
Give Florida State credit. They had a good year, and that program is clearly on the way back.
They're dangerous. And the Orange Bowl, Tennessee is playing Clemson down in Miami Gardens, Florida. And that's on the 30th, and I'm telling you flat out, that's a good game. You better write that down somewhere. Make sure you catch that one. All right.
The 30th would be the following Friday before New Year's Eve. Yeah, right. You're right. That should be a very entertaining game. as Clemson looks to what they probably have already 11 wins. That would be a 12-win season for them.
Yeah, for an off year for Clemson.
Yeah.
Peach Bowl, Georgia is playing Ohio State in Atlanta. I think Georgia will win that game by about 10 points. Ohio State's going to play well. Michigan plays TCU in Phoenix in the Fiesta Bowl in the first game. That's at 4 o'clock, and then the Peach Bowl's at 8 o'clock. So you get to see the college football playoff all night that night starting at 4 o'clock. All right, the music means we've got 30 seconds. I want to say it's been a delight this year work with Habbo on Who's Talking, and I want to thank our listeners and sponsors. You've
Absolutely.
All been fantastic.
It's been another great year of 2022, and we got 2023 to go, and we'll talk to you again on January 2nd.
Remind you that we will not be on the air the day after Christmas. Next Monday night, we're off, Christmas holiday, but then back on Monday, January the 2nd,
Thanks
6 o'clock,
to
Bobby
Who's
Call
Talking
in studio.
On the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.